This is the slow movement from Mozart's clarinet quintet. So in the quintet there is the clarinet and two violins, a viola and a cello. This is movement number two, the slow movement, and it's really lovely, the clarinet quintet in A major. Okay, we are going to have a little fun. This is the Adagio, the slow movement, from one of Mozart's serenades, Serenade number 375. And I am blending two completely different recordings together. One of them happens to have been a mono recording. So I put the mono recording first, and then about 30 seconds into the thing, I merge into the second one. It's really hard for me to tell where it happens, but if you have a stereo radio, you can suddenly hear the mono blossom into stereo. Anyway, this is K375, the Adagio. This is a very well-known and often played slow movement from a Mozart piano concerto. This is the piano concerto number 21 in C minor, or it could be C major. And it's a slow movement that's played all the time, and it was used in a movie. So here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, in case everybody is getting too sleepy with all the slow movements, here is a finale. It's actually a gabbet from a Handel Concerto Grosso, a Handel old-time concerto. It's number 2 in B-flat from Opus 3. He wrote lots of B-flat concertos, and he wrote lots of B-flat concertos number 2. So this is the one that goes with Opus number 3. Here it is. Okay, in case everybody is getting too sleepy with all the slow movements, here is...
Everybody shut up!
Mark you on the line. a word, a group of words, by me, shove us under a letter.
Okay, now here's some notes. Syntax, you're always mangling. No X in espresso. Your participles dangling. But I don't want your drama. If you really want, leave out that Oxford comma. Just keep in mind that these are you. Are words not letters? Get it together. Hey, use a spell checker. You should never write words using numbers. Hey, unless you're seven. Yeah. Or your name is Prince. I hate these word crimes.
Your homophones is past due. Learn to diagram a sentence too. Always say to whom, don't ever say to who. And listen up when I tell you this. I hope you never use quotation marks for emphasis. You finished second grade, I hope you can tell if you're doing good or doing well. Better figure out the difference. Irony is not coincidence. And I thought that you'd gotten it through your skull, but what's figurative and what's literal? Oh, but just now you said you literally couldn't get out of bed. What? That really makes me want to literally smack a crowbar of fingers to